Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Peters. I guess all of you had a very spiritual long weekend because the Christians celebrated Maundy Thursday, the Good Friday, and of course, Easter Sunday. So welcome back. Today is the 6th of April, 2026. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Peters, as we bring you cricket news hot off the field. Sri Lanka cricket has been very graceful because remember the Sri Lankan women's under 19 team is on tour, and also the New Zealand A team is on tour to play against Sri Lanka A team in a one-day series. So Sri Lanka cricket has done a tremendous and a great job in getting teams playing during the off-season, because the off-season has come into force mainly because of the ongoing IPL franchise cricket. Let's take a look at the scores, what happened in goal yesterday. It was very disappointing from a New Zealand perspective. Of course, they are playing, I think, some of them for the first time in Sri Lankan conditions, so they did struggle. Now for the scores, Sri Lanka A batting first made 261 runs in 49.2 overs. They were bowled out. Kamil Mishra made 71, Shaan Arashige 66, Milan Ratnayake 53. Christian Clark for New Zealand took 2 for 42 and Aditya Ashok 2 for 45. And the Kiwis sadly bowled out in the 29th over for just 121 runs. So they concede the first ODI by a margin of 140 runs. Dale Phillips made 30. Christian Clark unbeaten on 18. For Sri Lanka, it was Vanuja Shehan, 5 for 13. And Senek Dinesh, 2 for 10. Let's go across now to Bengaluru at the Chinnaswamy Stadium. Royal Challengers Bangalore simply outplayed Chennai Super Kings by a big score of 43 runs in their outings. Chennai Super Kings have lost their third game on the trot. RCB batting first made 250 for 3. Phil Salt 46. Devdutt Padikkal 50. Rajat Padikkal 48. One boundary, six-sixer strike rate of 252. That was a fantastic knock. But look at Tim David, the Australian. 70 runs in 25 deliveries. Three boundaries, eight-sixer strike rate of 280. What's happening to cricket, huh? So the bowlers are having a tough time in India. Meantime, CSK were bowled out for 207 in 19.4 overs. Sarfaraz Khan made 50, Prasad Veerai 43, and Jamie Overton 37. The bowling for RCB was revolved around Jacob Duffy, took 2 for 59. Bhuvanesh Kumar, the seamer, 3 for 41. Abhinesh Singh, 2 for 30. And Kunal Pandya took 2 for 36. So comprehensive win there for the RCB. And incidentally, the Rahul Dravid and the Anil Kumble stands were opened yesterday at Chinnaswamy Stadium. Right, then we go across to another very exciting game. Now, this was not one-sided. Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Lucknow Super Giants. What a game it was. Sunrisers Hyderabad batting first were in trouble, 4 for 26 at one stage, looked very embarrassing. But thanks to Hendrish Claassen, who made 62, and Nitesh Kumar Reddy's 56, they got to 156 for 9 in 20 overs. Prince Yadav, 2 for 34, Avesh Khan, 2 for 31, and Mohammad Shami, the seamer, 2 for 9. LSE was saved by the bell, got to the target with one ball to spare, 165, winning the game by 5 wickets. Adrian Markram made 45 and Rishabh Pant 68. Juby, 2 for 16. Ishan Malinga, 1 for 30. And Sharfish Kumara, 1 for 30. But the game coming up today from an IPL perspective is Kolkata Knight Riders taking on Punjab Kings. And that's Sri Lanka time, 7 o'clock. So that's about our cricket news. And for those of you who are interested in schools rugby, we take this opportunity once again here on www.goforgold.lk congratulating Trinity College Candy for winning the prestigious President's Knockout Tournament in the school's arena. And now the boys will have a 3-week rest because the league season will start in 3 weeks from now. And the teams that are at the top at the moment are Trinity College Candy, Wesley College, Royal College, St. Peter's to a great extent, and don't count out Isipathana, coached by Sanath Martis. They too look a very exciting team this year. That's it from me and Lucky Peters this morning. We look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, get your headsets on. We'll spin your record for your listening pleasure.